everyone, and welcome to the next episode of the Trucknology Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Berlin. Today, we're going to talk a kind of a refresher about how the tariffs are shaping up. And I did an episode on this a few weeks ago, just kind of talking about what we expected to happen as a result of the tariff. Well, now we're a couple of months in. We're past April 2nd by a little bit. So we kind of got some input now, and we've got some metrics from some of the key reporting sources that I'll share with you today to kind of give you an idea on what direction we're tracking. Obviously, the tariff battle, if you will, or the tariff implementation is still not completed. There's several countries that still haven't made their agreement with the United States for tariffs, but we're making good progress. Some of the big ones have been done. I know Mexico is kind of delayed. They're on a little bit of a time delay. They're working on China because that's a big one. Japan's done. South Korea's done. EU's done. UK's done. Some of those are finished. And so that obviously shows that we're moving in the right direction. But what's happening is obviously this is going to take a little while to kind of materialize and see how things go. We also, with the push toward onshoring, it's going to take a little bit of time to get factories renovated and brought back into production, move equipment around, move tools and machinery around. All that takes a little bit of time. So while we are pushing in that direction and the tariffs are forcing things to happen domestically as well as internationally, all of the things that are the output or the anticipated output of this tariff situation are just going to take a little bit of time to develop. You can't refurbish a plant overnight. So it just takes a little bit of time. That said, though, there are some metrics that are out that I thought I would share with everybody that kind of give you an idea on where things are heading. So there's a lot of things that are indicators, right? KPIs that kind of give us an idea on where the market in general is trending. So I'm going to hit a few of these things, the larger ones that I watch on a kind of regular basis, just to give you an idea what to expect. The first one that is obvious is spot rates versus contract rates. There's always a little bit of a difference between the contract rate and the spot rate. Sometimes it's more beneficial to be in a contract, a long-term contract, especially when there's a lot of spot market volatility. When you're in a contract, when you're locked into a contract, however, that's lower than market, it's obviously better to be in the spot market because you can get better rates on top. The only thing that you're going to miss is you don't necessarily get the predictability. However, other metrics will show up. You'll see why that matters. If there's more loads than trucks or more trucks than loads, all that matters, right? So spot prices are down a little bit right now. I think it's got more to do with the volume of domestic freight. There's also a lot less coming in being imported. There's another metric further down we'll talk about the imports, but the imports in general are down about 16% roughly. They spiked a little bit at the beginning of the year because of the tariff talk, and people were afraid they weren't going to be able to get material. So a lot of things were brought in, and it was about a 14% Q1 spike in inbound offshore shipments. Now it's down about 16% as they start to see how that works and the tariffs start to take effect. Nobody's going to bring in material that costs a 25% premium when they can build it locally or domestically. So we're seeing a little bit of a change in that. Contract rates are starting to edge up a little bit since Q2. As the tariffs start to become absorbed into the system and everybody starts to recognize what the impacts will be, I think we'll see that start to stabilize. Right now, it's going to be a little bit volatile, but spot rates are down, or slightly down a little bit in the Q2, but let's see how Q3 shapes up, and that'll kind of give us a trend line that we can start to follow. Another one that's incredibly important is load-to-truck ratio. It's basically the number of available loads for every truck that's out there in a given city. So, you know, if there's 1,000 loads available in Detroit and only 900 trucks, you can expect that those loads are going to cost more. If there's 1,000 trucks and only 900 loads, you can expect those are going to get, that the costs are going to get lower. So we did get a small reduction in June from June's post-seasonal peaks. So we did see a little bit of a dip in the load-to-truck ratio. Anything below 2-to-1 kind of suggests oversupply. We are getting a reduction in imports, as you can expect, and as I've already mentioned. So you've got to imagine, especially at port cities, you're going to see that load-to-truck ratio fall a little bit faster. The other modes are the, I'm sorry, the other cities seem to be pretty stable, but we'll see how that shapes up too as things become more onshore. You'll start to see that load to truck metric shift a little bit with the high manufacturing cities showing a higher load to truck count, and the ports not quite so much. There's also another metric that's, I think, important is the new rate differential. And what that does is measures if a new contract rate is going to be higher than the previous ones. This number has been positive since August of 2024. It was negative from 2022 to 2024. So a positive new rate differential indicates that carriers are gaining leverage. And you can expect that to happen in the short term as the capacity runs to keep up with the additional volume. We've obviously got a situation where there's a lag as they bring less goods into the country and build more domestically. There's going to be a little bit of a change there. So what you're really trying to measure is, if I get a new rate from my contract, will it be higher or lower than prior periods? Right now, it's trending a little bit of positive. So let's see what happens, right? Another one is the Cass Truckload Index, Line Haul Index. It kind of gives you it tracks the cost per mile pricing for truckloads. It doesn't really count fuel and accessorials. That's really not important. It's really more about the rate. And it is up about 0.9% year over year in April. Overall, it's down a little bit. But again, that kind of stays with the trend that we're seeing in reduction of capacity right now as we wait for things to develop. We still have to wait for all the tariffs to kind of stabilize. We've got to know what's going to be onshored versus continued to be imported. So we're going to have to see how that goes, but right now the truckload index is indicating that it's a little bit lower than you would anticipate. So we'll see what happens here over the next couple of months. And here's another big one that I mentioned earlier, but it's the import volume. So in the first quarter, imports spiked about 14.5%, which you would expect in the anticipation of tariffs. So everybody bought a bunch of stuff in Q1, and then in Q2, the actual port volumes were down 16.4%. So that's a big indication that they've already filled up the warehouse with stuff that they thought they would need for the foreseeable future while they work out the tariff situation. But as that starts to stabilize, I would anticipate that domestic production takes the place of the inbound production from offshore, but we don't know how long that's going to take. Like I said, it takes a while to retool a plant, get a plant ready to go and start producing. So it's going to take a little bit of time. But we see that starting to move. Obviously, port traffic goes down. You're also going to see port rates start to decline a little bit. If you're importing things now, you should see capacity open up on ship lines. As domestic manufacturing picks up and as it replaces the offshoring, you'll start to see some pricing fall on anybody that does inbound containers. So if you've still got an offshore supply chain, this might be the time for you. So pay attention to that. Inventory to sales ratio, it's kind of an indication of where inventories are as a percentage of sales. Generally speaking, that number is around 1.2 to 1.3%. Ratio 1.2 to 1.3. Higher ratios tend to indicate delayed trucking demand. So it was at a high of 1.4 back in around post 2022, but right now it's stable in the 1.36 range. If you start to see that number climb a little bit, you're going to see that the trucking probably will slow down a little bit and companies are holding more inventory than they normally would. So that's a key indicator to watch. Right now, it's very stable at 1.36. So that indication is kind of okay. That's what I'd expect. Class 8 truck orders. This one is a tough one. They're near historic lows, and cancellations of orders are up quite a lot. There's a lot of things that are affecting this. Historic price hikes really kind of driven by the tariff kerfuffle, if you will. Steel and aluminum prices are up. A lot of parts for Class 8 trucks were manufactured offshore. As that comes back on shore, that's going to improve. But right now, it's very tough to get a new truck, and the orders are very, very low right now. So if they continue to delay that Class 8 truck, you're going to see that the capacity will continue to tighten up a little bit until we get that streamlined again. Obviously, as trucks get in crashes and outlive their useful life, they've got to be replaced. And if they can't get them, then they're going to struggle with capacity. So that's something to watch. I've been watching Class 8 truck orders now really close for about the last year, simply because to me that's an indication of how open the market is to investing in their business. And I can tell you that with the uncertainty in the economy and the politics last year, that Class 8 truck market just took a nosedive. I think right now they're sitting back trying to reorganize their supply chain, and when they do, I think we'll see some opportunities there. The market will, I think, kind of get pent up a little bit. There's going to be some pent-up demand. That will open up once the trucks become more available and they start to see the positivity in the market for the onshoring. So stand by on that one. I have several clients that are interested in seeing Class 8 truck orders increase, and so I'm optimistic, but not till 2026. I really don't think we're going to see a big improvement in this metric until the end of the year, maybe late Q4 of 25 into the Q1 of 26. So again, that's a pretty important metric and is an indication of confidence in the logistics market as a whole. Truckload capacity index. This is really just a matter of measuring active carrier capacity. Q1 had a plus in 558 net carriers in April. There's been some declines recently. You're going to see, in general, trucking companies have gone down in 2024. This is right now the lowest number since 2014. But again, it comes back to confidence in the economy, and carriers are not going to make that commitment until they know for a fact that they have enough volume to support their investment. So watching that carrier capacity, that truckload capacity indicator is a kind of goes well with the Class 8 truck sales, in my opinion. The Purchasing Managers Index, another one that's kind of gives an idea on where manufacturing activity is going. Slowing output, new orders, elevated raw material costs, those kinds of things are causing a little bit of an impact. Right now, we're below 50. Anything below 50 signals a little bit of a contraction. But again, I think this is temporary. I don't believe it's going to last that long. What it takes to get a new plant up and running obviously takes some time. So while the onshore manufacturers retool and rehire and ramp that stuff up, there's got to be a little bit of a lag there. So it just takes some time. I expect to see these indicators move positive here very soon. But like I said, there's going to be a lull. If you look at anything that I've said in the last 6 months, you'll recognize that I expect there to be a lull in third quarter. It might start to improve in some areas in third quarter. By fourth quarter, we should see positive trending. First quarter of next year is when I think we'll really see the advantages. So again, just watch these indicators. And don't read too much into them. And also, you have to take one in connection with the other. None of this stuff operates in a vacuum, and there are a lot of moving parts. So looking at just Class 8 truck sales without taking into consideration anything to do with load-to-truck count would be a mistake on your part. You've got to look at all these things together and get an idea on how they're going to trend to make a difference. So anyway, that's just a quick update. I'll try to stay doing a couple more of these as things start to change or as I see big changes in the metrics. Right now, the KPIs are about where we expected. I don't think anybody's surprised by this. If you ask anybody that's been watching the supply chains, they probably expected this. So this is about where we thought, and that's kind of a good indicator. We know we're heading in the right direction. So. All right, again, please like and share this episode. If you're in the logistics business, I know this is not a topic that everybody loves to talk about, but let's face it, some of us are in the logistics space, and we're very interested in hearing more about what's going on. So if you get an opportunity to share this with somebody, I'd appreciate it if you do that. And if you've got any comments or anything you'd like to send to me, please put that in the description block. My email address is jberlin@elhc.net. Love to hear from you. And if you've got any topics you'd like to hear us discuss, let me know. We'll talk. All right. Thanks, everybody. Have a wonderful day.